Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. And starting off the show this afternoon, we had some music from pianist Red Garland. And that was the title track from his album, It's a Blue World. Red Garland, one of the great jazz pianists who played with many, many people, including Sonny Rollins, Miles Davis, you name it. You know, people from that period. Red Garland was always around, hanging around, eager to play and perform and put his stamp on things, you know. And he was such an elegant pianist, more or less along the lines of Errol Garner, if you want to think of someone that comes to mind quickly. We're going to continue with some music from Keith Oxman. This is from a new album from Keith. It's entitled Dues in Progress. We're going to hear a tune called Captain Kidd.
Thank you.
A beautiful arrangement of a tune called Family Meetings, and that was taken from an album called Kultiplex, and the band was Fra Fra Sound. And just before that, we heard some music from Keith Oxman from his new album Dews in Progress, and a great bouncy tune called Captain Kidd. Well, my name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM. We're serving the Ottawa Hall area at 89.1. and the surrounding areas as well. And we're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.ca. www.intransition.fm. Well, here's a new discovery of mine. This is a vocalist from the United States who goes by the name of Adia, A-D-I-A. Adia has a new EP out, and it's called Blue Skies, and we're going to give a listen to her marvelous voice on a tune that's a relative standard in popular music and jazz. This is her take on Lazy Afternoon.
It's a lazy afternoon, and the beetle bugs are zooming, and the tulip trees are blooming, and there's not another human in view. Speckled trout stops leaping upstream. Daisies running riot, and there's no one passing by to see. Come spend this lazy
to see.
Come spend this lazy afternoon with me.
to CHUO-FM 89.1.
Ottawa Youth Campus Community Alternative.
Get ready for EH10.
The nation's only bilingual campus community radio station.
Well, we just heard some music from one of the great drummers in jazz, Billy Cobham, and that was taken from Billy's album, The Traveler. We heard a track called On the Inside Track. And just before that, the beautiful vocals of Adia. Adia is a relative newcomer to the jazz and pop music scene, hailing out of the United States, and this is from her EP entitled Blue Skies, and we heard her interpretation of Lazy Afternoon. In this next set, we're going to go back to a snippet from At the Jazz Band Ball with Gordon Bennett, and we're also going to be coming up next, actually, we're going to be listening to a musician who I haven't really heard much of in the past few years until I came across his latest album. It's entitled Mean What I Say. And I'm talking about clarinetist Eddie Daniels. Now, Eddie Daniels was on the scene for quite a number of years, but then sort of vanished in and out, and, you know, nobody really knew what was going on. But it's nice to see him back in fine form, and we're going to listen to his version of Passion Flower.
Thank you.
And so we move on, or do we move on, or backwards? Well, we'll see. I think we go to actually to 1927 or thereabouts for Louis Armstrong's Hot Five. This is not one that I played in my series. I don't know why, but we had to drop some of them. So here is the Louis Armstrong Hot Five with Kid Ory's composition, Savoy Blues. The personnel, just to remind you if you don't remember, is Edward Kid Ory on trombone and Johnny Dodds on clarinet, Lil Armstrong, Nee Harding, piano, Johnny Sincere, banjo, and for this track only, Lonnie Johnson is added on guitar. Recorded Chicago, December 13th, 1927, the first recording that I know of Kid Ory's Savoy Blues. With the Hot Five, Lonnie Johnson on guitar, beautiful. Lonnie Johnson, of course, it was a most famous of the blues guitarists, and I saw him at the Belle Claire Tavern here in Ottawa, if anybody remembers the Belle Claire Tavern. It was a great place. And Lonnie Johnson was sitting there, and we talked for most of the night. He played a few blues, but we talked about jazz, and we talked about his sessions with Louis Armstrong.
Well, there you have it. Another snippet from At the Jazz Band Ball featuring Gordon Bennett. And his feature this afternoon was on the music of Louis Armstrong, some early music from the 1920s, and in my opinion, some of the finest jazz that was ever made. And just before that, we heard some music from clarinetist Eddie Daniels from his new album, Mean What You Say, and we heard Passion Flower. Well, here's some music from a musician by the name of Chad Michaela. Chad Michaela has an album out called Flicker, and we're going to hear a tune called Seventh Day Rain.
Thank you. This is 89.1 FM.
CHUO.
Your community station.
Thank you.
That was music from sax player Kenny Garrett and a beautiful track called Miss Baja. And just before that, we heard some music from Chad Michaela with a tune called Seventh Day Rain, and that was taken from his album Flicker. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition, and we're playing nothing but jazz this afternoon up until 2 o'clock. And coming up next, we're going to take a trip to Vienna and listen to one of the finest of Viennese jazz trumpeters ever, and I think probably one of the finest trumpeters in jazz, Franz Kogelmann. Franz Kogelmann released an album called A White Line, and I thought it appropriate to feature this particular number, especially now that we're in the month of April. This tune is not called April in Paris, but instead it's called April in Vienna.
Thank you.
That was music from a band known as Ugetsu. That was taken from their latest album. It's entitled Live at the Cellar, and we heard a tune called That Old Feeling. And then just before that, we heard from Austrian trumpet player Franz Gogelmann from his album A White Line, and we heard April in Vienna. Well, the past few shows, I've been featuring a vocalist from the United States by the name of Karen Blixt. Now, ever since I've been listening to her latest album, Spin This, I haven't been able to get it off the CD player. It's a beautiful recording, namely because she's surrounded by some fantastic musicians, including members of Yellow Jackets. Let's see, she has Joey DeFrancesco on B3 Hammond organ, and many, many other musicians are playing with her on this session. I thought today that we'd listen to her version of the Cole Porter standard, Night and Day. Now, we've heard many, many versions of this song over the years, but when you listen to hers, it sounds more of an urgent nature. And the band is really supporting her well on this number. They come to her aid, and they play around her vocals. She plays around their instrumentation. It's a beautiful piece of music. So we're going to listen to her extended version. It's over 8 minutes long, of Cole Porter's Night and Day.
Thank you.
matter, darling, where you are, I think of you night and day. Day and night, why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you day and night. Under the hide of me, it's all such a hungry yearning burning inside of me, and this torment won't be through till you let me spend my
Deutsch ist aus Ottawa, the weekly German show with your host, Oswin Lohr. Deutsch ist aus Ottawa is light musical entertainment with highlights from the event calendar, Fußball-Bundesliga results, and interesting tidbits of useless information. That's the German show, Sunday afternoons at 3 p.m.
Thank you. for all the most exciting and thrilling music around. Keep your dial locked to CHUO 89.1 FM.
Well, that was music from a drummer by the name of Colin Stranahan. Colin has a new album out, and it's entitled Transformation. And the tune that we just listened to was called No Thanks. And just before that, a beautiful, involved version, if I can say that, of Cole Porter's classic Night and Day. And on the vocal, that was Karen Blixt, B-L-I-X-T. And if you have a chance to pick up her album, Spin This, I would highly recommend it. There's so many really strong tracks on this album that deserve not only wider recognition, but repeated listening. And of course, I'll be featuring her on upcoming editions of In Transition. You know, Jimmy Garrison was the bass player for John Coltrane's quartet for many years, but Jimmy also had a son by the name of Matthew Garrison, who is also a bass player. Matthew is performing at the moment around the country and recording as well. I'm going to play for you something from his debut album. It's actually a self-titled album, and this is a beautiful tune called Duet. Thank you. Well, that was an interesting piece of music. That was a band called Carnival Skin, taken from their latest album. It's actually a self-titled release. And we heard a tune called Journey to Strange. And just before that, bassist Matthew Garrison from his debut recording. And we heard a beautiful tune called Duet, where he's playing with drums mixed in there as well. One of the great pianists of the 50s and late 40s was Bobby Timmons. And I'd like to play for you something from this very gifted man. This is from an album called This Here is Bobby Timmons. And I love the way that he handles this tune. It's called That There. And the way he just skirts around the notes and plays and is very inventive, creative, and all that good stuff. So let's listen to some music from pianist Bobby Timmons with That There.
Thank you. Brian, just like this. This is Sarah from Tegan and Sarah. I'm about to start a solo project because I've murdered Tegan. You heard it first on CHUO 89.1 FM.
Well, that was a lovely piece of music from a band called Ancient Future. And that was taken from their latest album, Planet Passion. And we heard a song called I Met Her in the Meadow. And just before that, pianist Bobby Timmons with a beautiful version there of Dat Dare. And that was taken from an album called This Here is Bobby Timmons. Well, we're going to change the pace a little bit here and go back in time to a band, actually a group of vocalists that were so influential. I mean, if it wasn't because of them, you probably wouldn't have Rare Silk or Manhattan Transfer or the Nylons or any of those bands if it wasn't for the Four Freshmen. They were such an innovative group of musicians, and we're going to listen to some of their music right now. This is a tune that goes way back to, I believe it's the late 40s, maybe early 50s, a tune called Guilty.
Is it a sin? Is it a crime? Loving you, dear, like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Guilty of loving you. Maybe I'm wrong. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Guilty of dreaming of you. What can I do? What can I say after I've taken the blame? You say you're through. Just the same. Maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong. Loving you, dear, like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Guilty of loving.
Thank you.
We just heard some music from Argentinian musician Guillermo Gregorio from his album Degrees of Iconicity, and we heard a track called Tres. And just before that, we heard some music from Hofbauer and Company from their album The Blueprint Project, and we heard The Old Country. And in that last set, also, we featured The Four Freshmen with Guilty. I'm Randy McElligott. I've been your host for In Transition for the past 2 hours. I'll be back next week with some more jazz, and coming up next at the top of the hour, the Ethiopian Show. Have a great week. Bye for now.